A midnight raid wipes out another Christian village in northern Nigeria. A coming cyclone means deadly trouble for Burma's refugees. And do you like telling stories? Want to turn that into more? Stay tuned because we've got the story for you on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Nigeria's Boko Haram struck a Christian village in Kaduna State at midnight on Monday. Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra.
Open Doors says it understands the entire village has been destroyed, burnt down, and many people are fleeing after the attack.
Dykstra says the village was stalked first.
The report that we got from Open Doors in Africa said that they had been threatened before by the Boko Haram. They're living in fear almost daily. In that area, many schools have been closed down because of that.
This means that Open Doors' work has been fast outpacing its resources.
We support the Christians there in emergency situations and trauma counseling, and we do a lot of care for Muslim background believers, distribution of Bibles, Sunday school materials and training, assistance to Christians in Sharia-controlled states in the north.
Want to do more than pray? We've got some ideas for you at missionnetworknews.org. Next, there's bad news from Burma. A severe cyclone is heading straight for a zone holding 140,000 Rohingya refugees. Most don't even have a plastic tarp for shelter, says Adni Gumer of Partners Relief and Development.
It's pretty certain that many of them will end up dying, sadly, but I think that's being very realistic.
Partners is meeting basic needs and helping Rohingya move to higher ground. Refugees have one request.
They'll try to save their plastic tarps. But if we can help them afterwards to get bamboo so that they can build a structure, that would be the best.
There's a link at our website where you can help. You can also share this story on Facebook to raise awareness. Go to facebook.com/missionnetworknews and above all else, pray.
There's still time to pray that the cyclone will turn and blow back into the ocean. That would be the best. But also to pray for these people.
This is Mission Network News. The loss of the little protection Christians had in Egypt is making just being a Christian difficult in that country controlled by the Muslim Brotherhood. Brittany Tedesco is Africa Director of Christian Aid Mission, your link to indigenous missions. She says attacks against Christians there are unprecedented.
They're very brazen. I mean, we're talking women being raped in broad daylight, or men being attacked, or the homes of Christians being ransacked. And really, they have no recourse.
Despite that, the ministry leader and his co-workers are determined to remain because so many people are open to the message of Christ.
The nominal Muslims are even frightened by what they're seeing from this government because it is so radical. And this is not what they were wanting for their nation. And so to see some of these events unfold has been very frightening for them as well.
Christian Aid has a missionary sponsorship program starting at $50. Support them at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, most of the Bible is stories. 80% of the world prefers oral communication over print, which is why storytellers have become a huge part of sharing the gospel. But storytelling is a skill, so who teaches the teachers? Mission Aviation Fellowship's offering a 5-day seminar June 4th through the 8th in Boise, Idaho to do just that. When you go, you can actually become a certified story practitioner. There are links providing more details at missionnetworknews.org. Early registration ends May 30th. And what are you doing this summer? College kids around the world will be living on the edge. The Edge is a pioneers program that gives young people a taste of life on the mission field. Participants are called Edgers, and they spend 8 to 10 weeks serving alongside a pioneers team. The locations can be anywhere from Serbia to Japan. Go to our website to learn more. Pray Edgers will find God's will for their life this summer. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get your modern-day hymn CD from Keith and Kristen Getty called Hymns for the Christian Life with your gift of any amount. It features some brand new songs.
Christ is risen, he is risen indeed.
Oh. Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift, and I'll give you a copy. Or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.